Earlier this month, APS, the state's largest utility, announced a renewed emphasis on solar energy. That move will be toward massive batteries and adding alternative power to the grid. Ryan Randazzo of the Arizona Republic talked with us when that announcement was made, and he's back this morning to tell us what the Valley's other huge energy provider, SRP, is now up against when it comes to solar. Ryan, good morning.
Morning.
So explain SRP's rates and why so many people have been confused or wondering whether they should actually make that move.
Yeah, so in 2015, SRP changed the way that people who put solar on their house are billed, and they're required to use what's called a demand rate. This is pretty confusing. Demand rates are common for businesses, not so much for homeowners, although there are utilities like APS has a voluntary demand rate. If you're really into energy, you could sign up for that at your house. The trick of a demand rate is it takes either a half hour or 1 hour during peak times throughout the month. So in the summer, those are the late afternoon and early evening hours. Mm-hmm. And they pick the one time in the month when you use the most electricity in that single half hour or hour, and that sets the majority of your bill. So literally one day in the 30-day month when you might happen to run your AC, which we all do at all hours in the summer, and you also run some other big appliances, your washing machine or dryer or an electric range, or you vacuum or blow dry your hair or whatever, you put the most demand on the grid, and that sets a demand fee. And they're not small. The demand fee alone can be more than $100, and that's before you pay your basic service charge and all the kilowatt hours that you consume during the other days during that month. Demand fees are difficult. If you have solar, you might still have a really high bill, even though you generated a lot of your own electricity through the month.
One more question about this. So earlier this week, you attended an SRP board meeting, and there are some new board members. How did overall the board respond to how people are confused or their complaints about this? And is the change on the board going to make a difference in how they go about this?
Well, the change on the board has certainly changed the discussion over this. So the demand rates themselves are why we have new board members at SRP. So SRP imposed these rates. The solar community went ballistic because it really shut down the industry. Companies essentially quit serving the SRP territory. They quit even trying to sell you solar in that territory because it was hard to pencil it out because people couldn't deal with the demand rate. Now there are a few companies, they'll sell you a load controller or a battery system, and they can make solar work in that SRP territory, but it's still a hard sell. They were waiting for this rate process so that they could see some amendments to that. And in the meantime, we had two election cycles. SRP is a little bit odd. The board of directors is elected by people who own land in SRP territory. Four of the 14 board members have been replaced by solar advocates who were motivated to run entirely because of these solar rates. And so they see this as their opportunity to force some change at that public utility. And they are doing quite a bit of speaking from the bully pulpit during these meetings, really trying to force management to offer a better deal for solar.
That's big.
One other thing we want to talk to you about, Ryan, is the APS subpoena. So Corporation Commissioner Sandra Kennedy says she's going to subpoena APS over its political spending, and this goes back to, like, 2013. Can you remind us what this is all about?
Sure. The commissioners who set rates for utilities like APS have long been frustrated that APS is believed to have contributed to the political campaigns of people running for that office back in 2014.
Right.
They say that causes regulatory capture, that if the utility basically chooses or helps elect the people who would set its rates, then those people are going to be beholden to give the utility what it wants, which is higher rates for consumers.
Mm-hmm.
APS has really wrestled with this since 2013. First, they didn't want to say that they were getting involved in politics. Then they said they were getting involved and that they would voluntarily report this. They did voluntarily report what they did back in 2016, but they still have held on and they have not disclosed whether or not they were behind $3.2 million that went against two Republicans back in 2014 and helped two other Republicans win office.
They right.
still really just stood fast on not disclosing that. Sandra Kennedy now is saying she's going to demand that information.
Right, and this has been Bob Burns' battle for years, right? So what does it mean that now Sandra Kennedy's involved, and do you think this might happen?
Yeah, so Bob Burns, another regulator, tried to do this. He issued subpoenas a couple of years ago, and eventually he lost because the rest of the commissioners would not support and enforce those subpoenas. So he didn't have a majority of the five commissioners. Now you've got a Democrat and Mr. Burns and some other commissioners who do support the idea that APS should turn this over, and so we might see a different outcome this time.
Ryan Randazzo of the Arizona Republic, always good to see you. Thanks.
Thank you.